Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. I rose by night from slumber. A voice, beloved, woke my heart with wonder. My garment left behind, I wandered forth to find, by care for fleshly vesture unencumbered. Whom seek you, lovely maiden? Your fingers moist with precious myrrh be laden. Will fragrant oil and spice once more his love entice, when spread about the empty couch he lay in? Such rich and wanton giving once roused his tender heart in sweet thanksgiving. But lo, he is not here. Withhold your gift, nor fear. Among the sleeping, do not seek the living. Amen. Go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you. Alleluia, alleluia. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of the herald who comes to proclaim prosperity and bring us good news, the news of deliverance. Your God is your Savior. Listen, your sentinels raise their voices and shout together in triumph, for with their own eyes they will see Adonai returning with mercy to Zion. Break forth together in shouts of joy, O ruins of Jerusalem, for Adonai, moved with compassion for this people, has come and ransomed Jerusalem. Adonai has bared a mighty arm in the sight of the nations, and the whole world from end to end will see freedom restored by our God. Away from Babylon, come out, come out. Touch nothing unclean. But you will not come out in haste, nor leave like fugitives on the run. For Adonai marches at your head. Your rear guard is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Go quickly and tell the disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you. Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Mary had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Abba. But go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I am going to my Abba and your Abba, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Rejoice with me, all you who love the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Rejoice with me, all you who love the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. For the one whom I was seeking has appeared to me while I was weeping at the tomb. I saw the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Rejoice with me, all you who love the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Go tell my sisters and brothers, I am ascending to the Holy One, our dear Abba, the living God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Go tell my sisters and brothers, I am ascending to the Holy One, our dear Abba, the living God.
After you healed Mary of Magdala from a serious illness, she followed you and supported your mission out of her own resources. Rabboni, open our hearts to receive your healing grace, and let us, like Mary of Magdala, put all we have at your service. Mary of Magdala traveled with you and the other disciples in a community that studied and practiced God's new reign of justice and of love. Rabboni, make all communities of faith places to learn and grow in justice, inclusion, and love. Mary and the other disciples stood with you even when you were threatened by the religious leaders and imperial authorities. Rabboni, help us stand in your truth and healing love, especially when we experience persecution for justice's sake. Mary of Magdala remained at your side through your horrible suffering, brutal death, and burial. Rabboni, help us to accompany those who are sick and dying, especially those abandoned by their families and friends. You called Mary of Magdala, Joanna, and the other women to be the first witnesses to the resurrection. Rabboni, help us recognize and accept our call to witness to your love which brings life from death. When you called Mary by name, she recognized you as her dearly beloved teacher. Rabboni, give us ears to hear you calling our true name deep within our hearts. You sent Mary of Magdala as apostle to the apostles to proclaim your resurrection to the others, even though they would not believe her. Rabboni, help us to accept your call to go and tell our brothers and sisters the good news of your risen love in a disbelieving world. Women numbered among your disciples and followers during your ministry on earth and were significant leaders in the early Christian communities. Rabboni, help all of us to live out the call of our baptism, and help all our churches to welcome the servant leadership of the women you call today. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. We rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed apostle, Mary Magdalene, and we give you thanks for her testimony and leadership in the early Christian community. Fill us with life and light. Free us from clinging to the past, and send us out as witnesses to the astounding beauty and power of your love which is stronger than death, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ, who sent Mary Magdalene as the first to witness the resurrection, bless us with peace and courage to proclaim his undying love for the whole world. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.